In choices made, let Islam be your guide. In choices made, let Islam be your guide. Embrace humbleness, let arrogance subside. Embrace humbleness, let arrogance subside.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our program, Right or Wrong. In this series, we are talking about different ways of helping us achieve our purpose in life. We are talking about certain actions which we should be doing, either right, and certain actions which we should be avoiding, the wrong, and how these link to our purpose in life. Our purpose in life is to worship Allah Almighty and do those actions which bring about the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And in today's episode, we will be talking about humbleness and arrogance, i.e. the right of being humble and the wrong of being arrogant, and how these two things, these two actions link to our purpose in life. Now, before starting, let's talk about what is arrogance. It's mentioned arrogance is to have pride in one's heart, to think that an individual is better than somebody else. And let's listen to what the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he described pride as, what he described being proud as. It's mentioned the beloved and final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, pride is to oppose the truth and to look down upon people. So having pride is to look down upon people, thinking that an individual is better than somebody else. And this, it can be in various forms. A person might think that he is better than someone else because of his family lineage. He might think he is better than someone else because of the job that an individual has or the status an individual has in the world. An individual might think he is better than somebody because of the knowledge that he has or the actions that he does. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are various forms an individual can have pride in. There are various things a person can have pride in. And that pride can lead to arrogance. And it's important for all of us to try and recognize the signs of pride and arrogance and try to remove them from ourselves if we find them within us. Imam Raghib Isfahani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he writes, pride is for a person to consider himself superior to others. So again, on the same lines, Allama Abdul Ghani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he states, pride is to feel joy after considering yourself superior to others. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are seeing that from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from our pious predecessors, that the theme of pride and arrogance is to consider yourselves better than somebody else. We are being taught by the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and our pious predecessors are teaching us again the teachings of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that pride and arrogance is to think of oneself superior to other people, to think of oneself as better than somebody else. And this is a disease of the heart which we need to rid from ourselves. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, I want to share one incident, one story, which has many, many lessons for us. Through this incident, we will see the harms of arrogance and pride, and we will see the effects that arrogance and pride has on an individual. It is mentioned that Sayyidina Wahab rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he states, a king once prepared a ride in order to travel somewhere, and he called for some clothes so that he could wear them. But the set of clothes that was brought for him, he did not like them. So he sent them away and asked them to bring some more clothes. And he repeated this action of asking for clothes to be brought so he could wear them, and then rejected them because he didn't like them, and then asking again, and then rejecting again, until a time came where he accepted the clothes that were brought for him and he wore them. And he was carried on getting ready for the journey. Then he called for a ride that which he could sit on and go and travel. And again, just like he did with the clothes, the ride that was brought for him, he didn't like the ride that was brought for him, or the tool of traveling for him, he didn't like it. And he rejected it. In the same way he rejected the clothes that were brought, he rejected that ride. or that tool of traveling. And he did this a few times until a point came where he accepted that ride that he would mount upon and travel. And he then sat on it and traveled. And whilst he was traveling, the shaitan came to him and it blew in his nose. And it caused him to become even more arrogant and proud of his army, of his wealth that he had, of his kingdom. Because what was the initial action of rejecting the clothes or the rides to travel on? It was arrogance that these are not good enough for me, bring me something else. And now even more, once he'd accepted and chosen those clothes and those rides, on that journey the shaitan came to him and it blew in his nose. It made him even more arrogant and proud. And then on the journey he set off with his army and there was people along the way, but he wouldn't even look at those people out of arrogance and pride. And during this time, an individual came to the king. And that individual's clothes were old, they were torn, and that individual greeted the king with salam. The king, out of arrogance, he didn't even reply. And then he grabbed the reins of the animal upon which that king was traveling. And the king said to him, "Leave the reins, you have shown disrespect." Now just imagine a person, individual who's wearing old, torn clothes, somebody who would be looked down on in society as a poor person. He has just grabbed the reins of the king's animal and the king has told him, "You are disrespectful, let go." And the man says at this point, the individual, "I have a job for you and I have it now." The king said, "Have patience until I dismount." The man replied, "No, now. I have a job for you now, before you dismount." And he pulled the reins of the animal that the king was traveling on even tighter with force. The king said, "Speak. What do you want?" He replied, "It's a secret." So the poor person, he replied, "It's a secret." So the king lowered his head close to that poor person so that poor person could whisper in the ear of the king and tell him what he wanted. The king lowered his ear and that individual spoke. What did the individual say? That individual who looked like a poor person, who looked like a normal poor person with torn clothes, with old clothes on, he says in the ear of that king, that arrogant king, that king who had pride in all his possessions, "I am the angel of death." Hearing this, the king's color changed. His voice began to shake and he said, "Give me some time to go back home and complete my tasks and bid farewell to my fellow family members." The angel of death, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam, he said, "No, by Allah Almighty, you will never see your wealth. You will never see your possessions and family members again." Then the angel of death took his soul and that arrogant king, that king who had so much pride, he fell like a piece of wood. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this incident, what do we learn? We learn that pride and arrogance, they are from the shaitan. That individual who is afflicted with pride and arrogance, he considers himself to be of more importance than others and he looks down upon other people. Like that king, he thought he was more important than those people who were with him. He wouldn't even reply to the salam of those people because he was looking down upon them. He thought he was better than them. The one who has pride and arrogance considers it an insult to himself to reply to the salam of those who are lower in status than him. The one who is afflicted by pride and arrogance greatly fears death. In fact, he fears the mention of death after being afflicted with pride and arrogance. A person only worries about his worldly possessions and wealth. If anyone is afflicted by this disease, i.e. the disease of arrogance or the disease of pride, he should separate himself from it at once. He should make sincere repentance in the court of Allah Almighty. And he should make this intention that he will never go back to that sin again in the future. He should acquire knowledge regarding pride, regarding arrogance, so as we have mentioned, so that he can recognize it, an individual can recognize its signs. He can recognize if pride is coming into his heart, if he is becoming arrogant, so that he can remove it. Ala Hazrat, the Imam of the Ahlul Sunnah, Maulana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, he writes on page 624 of volume 23 of Fatawa Razawiyah Sharif, "To have knowledge of Muharramate Batiniya, internal prohibitions, such as pride, ostentation, self-admiration, envy is from the most important obligatory acts prescribed to a Muslim. So it is important, it is one of the most important acts for a Muslim to learn about these diseases, to learn about diseases of the heart, such as pride and arrogance. So my dear viewers of Madin Channel, make this intention that we will study further on this topic. We will learn about the diseases of the heart. We will learn about pride and arrogance. We will study and try to learn about these. We will try to recognize their signs. And we will try to learn about the cures. And inshallah, if we find this disease within us, if we find the signs of this disease within us, we will repent in the court of Allah Almighty. And we will do dua in the court of Allah Almighty that, Ya Allah, free us from this disease of arrogance. Free us from this disease of pride. And make us humble people. Make us people who you are pleased with. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, remember, spiritual illnesses, diseases of the heart, they have signs. Even though we can't see the actual disease, a disease like the disease of pride and arrogance, we can't actually see that disease. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's important that we learn and recognize these signs of arrogance. If we see that these signs have started to appear within us, if we start to see the signs of pride and arrogance within us, then we can try to do something about it. If we do not know what the signs of pride and arrogance are, we might be living our life thinking, I'm not proud. I don't have pride in my heart. I'm not arrogant. Whereas if we know about the signs, we might actually start to think when we look deeply, actually, those signs are within me. I have those signs of pride and arrogance within me. What do I need to do to get rid of those signs, to get rid of pride and arrogance within me? So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's listen to some signs of arrogance, some signs of pride, and we'll try to see and contemplate that are those signs appearing within us. If they are, we will make this intention a firm resolution, and we will take practical steps to try and remove this disease or these signs from us. And if they are not within us, we'll thank Allah Almighty that we do not see these signs of pride and arrogance within us, and we will make the intention to never have these signs, to never have pride within us. And because we can recognize them, it is easier to stay away from pride and arrogance as well. But my dear viewers of Madin Channel, remember, while we are going through these signs, when you study any form of sign or any form of sin, when you study any of the spiritual diseases or with anything in life, do so by contemplating about yourself first. We're going to go through these signs or some of the signs of arrogance and pride. But while we are going through it, contemplate about yourself. I will contemplate about myself and each individual viewer of Madani Channel. I would urge you to contemplate about yourself. Are these signs found within us? And then we will try to correct ourselves. Rather than going through the signs and thinking, oh, I know that person, that sign's within him, he's arrogant, he's got pride, I told you, I knew it. And then you think, well, this person's got this sign within him, he's arrogant. And rather than focus on other people, let's focus on ourselves. And let's go through these, some of the signs of pride and arrogance with this intention that we will try to rid ourselves from pride and arrogance. As mentioned, one of the signs of arrogance is that an individual, he likes people stand up out of respect for him. And when people stand up out of respect for him, he really, really likes it. And if they don't stand up, he starts to get angry. Or he feels like, I've walked into the room, they should have stood up. We see this in certain gatherings where an individual, when he walks into the room, everyone will stand up for him. Whether that's the father or the elder at home, or whether that's a scholar or a student of knowledge in gatherings, or anywhere else as well. The example would fit. If an individual desires that people stand up out of respect when I come, then that is said to be one of the signs of pride and arrogance. That why is an individual wanting people to stand up for him? I'm not talking about should people stand up or not. When scholars walk in, when elders walk in, when those who are in that gathering, out of respect, we should stand to respect those elders, to respect those scholars. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we have this within us that when we walk into a room or when we walk into a gathering or we come into some sort of gathering, we want people to stand up for us. We desire that people stand up for us out of respect. know that this is one of the signs of arrogance. Know that this is one of the signs of pride, and is an action which will lead us towards sin. It is already a sin, and it will lead us towards the fire of hell. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us from this evil disease of pride and arrogance. Another one of the signs which is mentioned regarding pride and arrogance, that an individual, he would desire, he likes that people stand in front of him with respect and honor. So whenever they are in front of him, they stand with humility, with honor, with respect, out of fear at times as well. And this is one of the signs of pride and arrogance. You would have seen it throughout history. Kings or leaders, they would expect their followers to stand with their hands folded, stand with their heads bowed, out of respect and honor for that individual. And even in today's society, we see the same thing. There will be individuals, leaders, who would want their followers, their students, to stand in such a humble manner in front of them, just to show respect to that individual. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, if it is done with this intention, that individual, he actually desires that these people stand with respect in front of me. Every time they come in front of me, they should stand with respect. That may be one of the signs of arrogance. But remember, if we are stood in front of a scholar, if we are stood in front of somebody worthy of respect, our job is to stand with respect. We should be standing with respect. We are talking about pride and arrogance from the other angle. If you want people to stand in front of you with pride and respect, just people standing in front of you with pride and respect, even though you may not want it, is not pride and arrogance. The pride and arrogance comes when it's deeply in your heart that that's what you want. You want people to stand out of respect and honor for you. You want them to stand in a humble manner for you. And if they don't, you feel like, why didn't they do this? This is another one of the signs of pride and arrogance. Another one of the signs of arrogance is that an individual, he doesn't go to meet other people. He finds it debasing. He thinks it's humiliating that, why should I go to meet him? He should come to meet me. My dear viewers on Madani Channel, this has been described as one of the signs of arrogance. That if an individual always wants somebody else to come and meet him or her, rather than him or her going to somebody else, why are you thinking that you are so great that you cannot go to meet that individual, that other people always have to come and meet you? This is again described as one of the signs of arrogance. Remember, my dear viewers on Madani Channel, while we are going through this, we are looking at ourselves. We are contemplating about ourselves. Are these signs found within us? That do we want people to stand up when we walk into a gathering? Do we want people to stand in a respectful manner in front of us out of respect for us, showing humility towards us? Do we like other people to come and meet us rather than us going to meet them? If we are in a gathering and we see somebody, will we wait on desire for somebody to come to meet me, or would we go to meet him? The dear viewers of Madani Channel, just ponder over all of these. These are all signs of arrogance and pride. Another one of the signs of arrogance or pride which has been mentioned is that an individual, he feels bad or he feels uneasy if somebody lower in rank or somebody who he perceives to be lower in rank sits next to him or talks with him or eats with him. Again, why do you feel bad that individual who you think is lower in rank than you is sitting with you, is talking with you, or is eating with you? If you are in a gathering where food is being served, why at certain times do you want to sit with people who are better than you or you think are equal to you, rather than if there was 10 rich people sat there and one poor person joined, would you feel bad that why is this poor person come next to me? Why is another rich person not come next to me? My dear viewers of Madani Channel, ponder over this. Ponder over if you think, I've studied for so many years, this person doesn't know anything, why has he come sat next to me? I worship so much, this person does so many sins, why has he come sat next to me? Why is he talking to me? Why is he eating with me? My dear viewers of Madani Channel, these are all signs of pride and arrogance. Remember, what was pride and arrogance? To think of yourself as superior, as better than somebody else. Are all of these not examples of places or situations where we are thinking of ourselves as better than somebody else? We want people to stand up when we walk into a gathering. Why? Because we think we're better than them. We want people to stand out of respect in front of us with humility. Why? Because we think we're better than them. We want people to come and meet us rather than us going to meet them. Why? Do we think we're better than them? My dear viewers of Madani Channel, ponder. Do we have these signs of pride and arrogance within us? My dear viewers of Madani Channel, for a lot of us, some of these signs might be quite scary. We might see that they're quite common in today's society. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, make a firm intention that we will stay away from these sins. We will stay away from pride and arrogance. And if these signs are within us, we will make an active effort to remove these from us. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now my dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's listen to some blessed sayings of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this topic of pride and arrogance. What did our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teach us on this topic? It is reported, the beloved and final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, should I not tell you about the worst of Allah's slaves? And then he answered, he who is bad-mannered and arrogant. The worst of creation is that individual who is arrogant. The worst of the slaves of Allah Almighty are those people who are bad-mannered and arrogant. Who's telling us this? Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's how bad of a sin arrogance is, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. In another place, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has said, on the day of judgment, those who are arrogant will be raised like ants in human form. Disgrace will cover them from every direction. They will be taken towards the prison of hellfire, where the fire will be cast over them and they will be made to drink pus and blood of the people of hell. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, just look at the punishment and the disgrace that those people who are proud and arrogant on this earth will face in the hereafter. It is mentioned in another place, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, on the day of judgment, those who are arrogant will be raised in the form of ants and people will trample upon them because they will have no significance in the court of Allah Almighty. Those individuals who are proud and arrogant in this world, who think they are something big, they have made something of their lives, they think they are something now, the day of judgment, they will have no significance in the court of Allah Almighty. They will be trampled on by people. In another place, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last and final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has said, the one whose heart contains a mustard seed, i.e. a small amount of arrogance, he will not enter paradise. It's a scary thought, my dear viewers. Even that individual has a small amount of arrogance, will not enter paradise. And the scholars have mentioned here that the meaning of not entering paradise is that nobody will enter paradise whilst harboring arrogance. Rather, after being cleansed by means of being punished or with the grace and pardon of Allah Almighty, he will enter paradise. But that individual just ponder over it, who has even a small amount of arrogance or pride in his heart, he will not enter paradise. And just look at ourselves. How much pride and arrogance do we actually have? Is it even if it was a small amount, that individual will not enter paradise? But we'll see that when pride and arrogance afflicts an individual, it's not a small amount. It's not the weight of a mustard seed or the size of a mustard seed. It comes in huge, huge amounts. May Allah Almighty protect us from the sin of arrogance. Now let's quickly just talk about the opposite side. We've talked about how bad arrogance is and to stay away from it. But what's the right in today's episode? The right. So to stay away from the wrong is to stay away from pride and arrogance. And the right is to adopt humility. Let's listen to our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, adopt humility and sit with the masakeen, i.e. the poor people. You will become a bondman of a high rank in the court of Allah Almighty, and you will become free from arrogance. In another place it is mentioned, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, it is compulsory for you to adopt humility, and the actual place of humility is the heart. So our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us it is compulsory to adopt humility. In another place, our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, one who adopts humility for his Muslim brother is blessed with loftiness by gracious Allah Almighty. And one who wants loftiness against his Muslim brother is afflicted by downfall by Allah Almighty. Now, my dear viewers on Madani Channel, this is an amazing hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is amazing and something we should ponder over. But especially this one in today's episode. Just ponder over the words. One who adopts humility for his Muslim brother is blessed with loftiness by Allah Almighty. A one who wants loftiness against his Muslim brother is afflicted by downfall by Allah Almighty. What's being described here? Pride and arrogance and humility. In the first part, whoever is humble in the court of Allah Almighty will raise that person. And in the second part, whoever wants loftiness against his Muslim brother, i.e. who wants to be better or thinks of himself as better, that person will be disgraced and lowered in the court of Allah Almighty. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's important for all of us to adopt humility in our lives, to become humble. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is the lesson from today's episode, that we should adopt humility and become humble, because this is the command of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should think of others as better than us, and we should stay away from arrogance and pride, because again, this is the command of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We shouldn't think of ourselves as better than others. May Allah Almighty allow us to truly rid this disease of pride and arrogance from our hearts, and truly make us people who are humble in the court of Allah Almighty. Ameen bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In choices made, let Islam be your guide. In choices made, let Islam be your guide. Embrace humbleness, let arrogance subside. Embrace humbleness, let arrogance subside.